invitation before communion service. And Psalm 119, we've been working our way through just various times. This is the section that is the MAME section. If you look at, if you've got the header in front of you in your Bible, that means that every verse in this section starts with the M sound. MAME is the Hebrew letter, and our letter is M. So it's one of the most well-known in Psalm 119. You may have most of it memorized, albeit perhaps in the King James. I was reading this, and this is so funny. Certain passages that I have memorized or am very familiar with in the King James, it's very hard for me to read it in the New American Standard. But that's what we'll try to do now. Oh, how I love your law, Psalm 119, verses 97 through 104. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Now I have another slide that has the main points on it, but I think for this one we'll just leave it right here and dispense with putting up the main points. I'll just put God's word there in front of you, and I'll talk about the various things that we are going to point out. So this is the song of a soul set free, a redeemed soul. So the first thing I want to point out is the loving testimony. Now, notice that first phrase, oh, how I love your law. Now, we sort of have that in our mind. We've heard it before. It's very familiar to us. But have you ever stopped to think, can someone really love the law? What is the law? Let's look at the words that we have in our text for the word of God or the law in each of these verses. Verse 97, they have the word law. That is actually the word Torah. Torah. So that's the one that refers to the first five books of the New Old Testament. The Torah, the law, the books of Moses. Doesn't always refer to that, but it is the word, the Hebrew word for law. Verse 98, commandments. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies. Verse 99, testimonies. Your testimonies are my meditation. Verse 100, precepts. I have observed your precepts. Verse 101, word. I have restrained my feet that I may keep your word. Verse 102, ordinances. I have not turned aside from your ordinances. And verse 103, again, words. This is a different word from the word in verse 101. The Hebrew is different. It's different words there. The one is davar, and the other one, I don't remember what the other one is, but it's not davar. And then we have precepts again in verse 104, same word as in verse 100. That is actually, it's sort of the first four verses ends in precepts. The next four verses ends with precepts. Now these cover most of the synonyms for word or law in Psalm 119. And the testimony of the first verse overflows with appreciation for God's word in all its conceptions, every way that we would think about God's word. As law, commandments, testimonies, precepts, word, ordinances, all of these things. The word of God is appreciated and loved. Now that first term, of course, reminds us of Genesis through Deuteronomy, the Torah. There's a lot of law in these books. I mentioned this morning that we had gone through Deuteronomy recently on a Wednesday night. It was 34 chapters, is it? We had a couple of those chapters, took us more than one lesson for the whole chapter. So over 34 messages or lessons on the book of Deuteronomy. Now, that's almost a year's worth of meditations on Wednesday nights. So it took all that time. Now, how many would say, after we've studied Deuteronomy, if you listened to all of those messages, sat through all of that, how would you say that, would you say that your study made you love Deuteronomy? Okay, would you grow in your appreciation? Perhaps you grew in your understanding, grew in your appreciation. And I have a quote here from James Montgomery Boyce on this. He says, in his short study of the Psalms, Reflections on the Psalms, C.S. Lewis has a chapter on the love of God's law that the various psalm writers express. He confesses how strange this seemed to him when he was starting to study the Psalms. He understood how a writer could respect a good law and try to obey it, but to love it or delight in it seemed to him a bit like loving the instruments with which a dentist pulls out teeth, or loving the front line of a battlefield. Okay, so you look at those laws and go through all of that in Deuteronomy. You think you read through some of that this afternoon. Oh, how I love your law. So why does he love God's law? Now, this is a consistent testimony in the Psalms. It's not just Psalm 119. One writer has suggested that the Psalms are a meditation on God's law. And certainly a lot of them are directly. We can see directly. We'll see some of them where they were recounting the history. That's all from the first five books of the Old Testament. They're rehearsing what God has done for the people. They're rehearsing, and part of what God did for the people was to institute the legal system, to institute the worship system, to give the sacrifices and all the regulations, the laws of cleanness and uncleanness, and the various ways of interrelating with one another, and the covenants and the treaties and the way that you're to treat your servants, the way you're to treat your animals, the way you're to do every aspect of life is touched on by the law. The law has something to say to you and regulate the way that you live. So I think as we work through the themes, there's two big themes in this, these eight verses, which we will see where the love comes from. So the first point is the loving testimony. This psalm, this section of the psalm says, I love your law. Now, the inner focus, that's the first thing I want you to notice. The law transforms the mind. Look at verse 98. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Verse 99. Your commandments made me wiser than my enemies. They are ever mine. So as I am studying God's law, I'm beginning to think God's thoughts after him. I'm beginning to think the way God thinks. I have more insight than, or wiser than my enemies. And then in verse, I was off by one in the verse that I said. That's right. Okay, verse 99, I have more insight than all my teachers. And it's not because I am smarter than my teachers, but your testimonies are my meditation. So he's saying that even those who have taught him, he has spent the time now in God's word, and it has given him insight. He has gone beyond what his teachers taught him. Verse 100, I understand more than the aged because I have observed your precepts. So you have a progression there. Wiser than my enemies, right? More insight than all my teachers. So those are people who are sort of on your side, you would think, we would hope, your teachers. And then wiser or more insight or understand more than the aged. So somebody who's been around a long time has a lot of experience. How am I wiser? How do I have more understanding? Because I have made your testimonies my meditation. So this is the law transforming the mind, and there is a progression of that insight. And also note the heart for God's word. The commandments, your commandments, verse 98, are ever mine. Your testimonies are my meditation. Verse 100, I have observed your precepts. So all of these testimonies have to do with the inner life, the life of a redeemed person who comes to God's word to get his head and heart right. Reminds me, as I was thinking about that, of Dr. Bob Sr. had a saying, give God your heart and he will comb the kinks out of your head. All right? So there's a lot of things that we don't understand, a lot of ways we don't know how to live, but if you will give God your heart And if you will devote yourself to God's Word and to taking it in and to letting it wash, there's a phrase in the New Testament, the washing of the water by the Word. As the Word of God washes over your mind, as it teaches you how to think, as you form your thoughts in accordance with God's Word, there is this internal change that takes place. Why do I love God's law? Because God has changed me from the inside out. God has changed the way I think about life. So that's the first answer. The second answer is the regulated life. Look at verse 101. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. So he has, the first four verses are talking about the inner life. What God has done for my mind, my understanding, my spirit. Now, I have restrained my feet from every evil way. I have disciplined my feet. I have regulated the way I walk. Now, I am a free agent in this world. I can choose what I want to choose. I can walk the way I want to walk. I can say what I want to say. But because I have filled my heart and mind with God's Word, now I am now translating that to the outside. I am doing what God wants me to do. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, he says. And verse 102, I have not turned aside from your ordinances. You yourself have taught me. So the inner life produces the outer discipline. So the regulated life. So first we have the loving testimony. Secondly, the inner focus. Now the regulated life. And what are the consequences? Verse 103, how sweet are your words to my taste? Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. So the word of God is sweet. And from your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. So there's a complete transformation of the person that has taken place. The law has been the meditation. The spirit has changed. And the behavior reflects that change. That's the process of interacting with the Word of God. That's what a redeemed person does with the Word of God. They come to the Word of God, they let it wash out their thinking, and then their thinking translates into behavior. Now, I mentioned C.S. Lewis earlier. Here's what Lewis learned to prize in the Psalms and the Law. He says, "The order of the divine mind embodied in the divine law is beautiful. Therefore, what should a man do but try to reproduce it so far as possible in his daily life? His delight is in those statutes. To study them is like finding treasure. They affect him like music or his songs. They taste like honey. They are better than silver and gold. As one's eyes are more and more opened, one sees more and more in them, and it excites wonder." And he says, "This is not priggery or even scrupulosity." In other words, keeping the law for the law's sake. "It is the language of a man ravished by a moral beauty. If we cannot at all share his experience, we shall be the losers." So he came to understand that God's law has that function, that purpose. It is illustrated in this stanza. God, the testimony of the love of the law, the order of the divine mind. When we become Christians and follow Christ, this is what becomes the object of our love. If we love God, we love His Word, and His Word changes us. And that's what redemption does for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our meditation for today. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank You for Your Word and for how it has changed our lives. Lord, I pray that You would help us, each one, to be faithful in our service to You. That You would be the center of our life and our walk with You. That we would allow Your Word to wash through our hearts and minds so that we would think and live the way that You expect us to do. Lord, we just pray that You continue to work in us. Make us more like You. In Jesus' name, amen.